Palmer amaranth is a weed in the South that has made the New York Times as a super weed, quote unquote, is responsible for loss of income down there, and that's, you know, where you see guys mowing down fields or hiring whole crews of laborers to come through and hoe. So it's a nasty weed. The pigweeds, it's in the pigweed family, and so the pigweeds we had were mostly redroot in this state, a little bit of water hemp, and then water hemp has been the pigweed in Illinois and Iowa and Missouri that's been real problematic from a resistance standpoint. So we have a little bit of water hemp. The Palmer that's come in into the Midwest, and there's some now in Wisconsin, there's an area in Indiana, and there's a big area in Michigan now, has come in with cottonseed from the South, and from the gins, you know, the cleaning of cotton, that they're using for feed and dairies and other animal operations. And so people are taking manure from that and spreading it, and that's how it's gotten established. We have one spot that I know of in southern Ohio where we have Palmer. I don't think it came in that way. I think it actually came in like a crep wildlife type seeding, and it was a seed contaminant, I suspect. But the big thing we're warning people about there is, you know, be real cautious about the source of your manure, because that evidently that's a fairly common feed component right now. The quality of it's evidently great for dairies and other animal operations. So, you know, we're sort of, my perspective is we rarely get a chance to be on the front end of a problem and really stop it. So I'm hopeful that we can sort of keep this from getting established.
So what's going to be key to making that happen?
Well, you know, if you have a diverse, if a little bit shows up and you have a diverse program in place, you know, that may handle it. The key to that particular weed is the right residual herbicide. It's not there when we plant normally. It has a long period of emergence, which makes it problematic, but it's not usually there at planting. It starts after that, and then it goes into mid to late summer. So the bean canopy at some point or the corn canopy can help suppress it. But the key is to have the right residual herbicides when you plant, and then the right post-emergence. And, of course, if it's glyphosate-resistant and your program is residual that gets some of it and you just come back with glyphosate not knowing it's there or not knowing it's glyphosate-resistant and it gets a little bit bigger and escapes that, it really, the problem with that weed is the guys in the South tell me if we don't kill it when it's 2 inches tall or less, we just really can't get it. And so you can see, you know, part of the problem is we have guys that are used to spraying glyphosate on big weeds and getting away with it. So this is a weed that just requires very close management. And you can get it, but the guys down South will tell you that are working with it, it's just really a struggle. Even a good program struggles with it.